I'm Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. Saying she wants to get off of dirty fuel, Lansing U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow here on WILS is again pushing for cleaner energy after yet another oil-related accident Thursday in Louisiana where an offshore rig exploded in the Gulf. Stabenow spoke with WILS's Tony Conley.
We're not going to totally be able to get off of oil for a long, long time, and maybe we can't ever, but we sure need to be expanding the kinds of energy we're using.
There are reports out of Texas that 42 people hired to clean up the oil spill along the Kalamazoo River have been arrested on suspicion of illegal immigration in the wake of subcontractor Hallmark Industrial getting fired at the site. 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer spoke with KBTV in Beaumont.
These illegal workers are coming to our country for jobs, and there should be stiff penalties for employers who are cheating.
A WILS exclusive on some information that those of you starting up a small business in the Lansing area may not be fully aware of, involving business owners who are now being offered tax credits toward health care premiums. Local CPA Michelle Gallagher spoke with WILS.
You have to have less than 50 employees, and then you get more of a credit if it's 25 employees. So that is clearly...
How much is the credit?
It's 35% of the premium that you are to pay.
Ingham County authorities investigating a two-vehicle accident in Delhi Township that closed Willoughby Road at Eifert Road this morning. It's not clear if anyone was hurt. A story you're hearing only on WILS. MSU campus police will have an anonymous texting tip line available for you to alert them to any bizarre behavior you may see from football fans during tomorrow's game against Western Michigan at Spartan Stadium. Sergeant Florine Taylor tells WILS.
They just need to text in the word MSUPD along with their message to a number, which is 274637.
Local reaction to national reports this week that Michigan led the country in job growth in the month of July, adding nearly 28,000 workers. A surprise? Kate Tykocki from Capital Area Michigan Works tells WILS's Jack Ebling yes and no.
We definitely have seen that hiring has been up all year long. We've also lost the most jobs, so it's easy to gain a lot when you've lost a lot.
Crunch time for police in Lansing and statewide who will try to clear the roads of drunk drivers over the Labor Day weekend and are giving you a heads up about the Michigan DUI Target Tracker. Michigan State Police Captain Monica Yesh.
What that is an app that you can put on your iPhone. Free. It reminds you not to drink and drive, and it warns you that there may be police in the area, and that increases as the night continues.
Officials say tight security will be in place when an estimated 50,000 people head to the streets this weekend for Monday's 53rd annual Labor Day Mackinac Bridge Walk, the last one for Jennifer Granholm as governor. Bob Sweeney from the Mackinac Bridge Authority.
We participate with 13 different law enforcement agencies. We have very good security procedures in place, and we expect that the event will go off extremely well, as it has in the past.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Conley and Jack Ebling weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.